Hi, this is Erica Whitseth, and you're listening to Do Not Keep Silent.
Welcome to Do Not Keep Silent. Speaking out the name of Jesus in action and word.
Encouraging and equipping.
Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves.
Do what it says. Do not keep silent.
And friends, again, we're sitting down with Michael Homula, the executive director of ICU Mobile. If you're really interested in getting involved, now, whether again, whatever that means, it could mean you want to volunteer, could mean you're really sensing God's telling you to maybe get one of these mobiles going. I encourage you to give them a call, everybody. I really do. And as we continue the interview here, Michael, if there was just one thing you could tell everybody, whatever it is, and we've talked about life here and everything, but if there's one thing you could share with our listeners, and if God's put something on your heart, what would that one thing be?
Well, something we were talking about earlier is something that I'm really passionate about, which is that kind of back to this theme of how God is a God of love. You know, He loved us first, and we love Him because of that. And God loves all people, whether that's the promiscuous woman who's finding herself in her fourth unplanned pregnancy and she's had three abortions already, whether that's the woman who has recently been divorced from her husband and she's coming to church every day and people are giving her the judgmental stares and the ugly looks, whether that's your friend who is caught in pornography and sexual sin, or whether that's somebody that you know that's currently a practicing homosexual. God loves all of those people equally. And we do not deserve the grace that we have received from Christ. We are so undeserving of that. You know, the Crowder song says, if His grace is an ocean, we are all sinking, right? Well, I guess it's not his song, it's his remake of it. But the point is that we don't deserve it. We're swallowed up in it. And there are people all around us that are hurting because of their sin. And the best thing that we can do to imitate Christ is to love on them like crazy. I'm not saying we absolve the truth, that we don't share the truth. We do, but we need to do that in a Christ-like way, which is with an infinite amount of love, understanding that our sin's no different than theirs. You know, when I first came to know Christ, the story that resonated with me the most was the story of the thief on the cross. This is a guy who was never going to get down from that cross and be able to make up for his sin. He wasn't going to be able to give back what he stole. There's indications he may have even murdered. He wasn't going to get to go apologize for murdering somebody. It was simply trusting in the creator of the universe for his salvation, a Christ, a God who loved him even in spite of his sin, and was willing to let him into paradise as a result. That's the woman that we serve, the woman who's had five abortions, the woman who is sexually promiscuous, the guy that we know that might be involved in sexual sin, the man that we know that might be cheating on his wife right now. We are not really here to judge them the way God would judge them. We're just here to love them and show them the truth about who Jesus is.
I think that's right on. I really do. And Michael, if people want to get a hold of you guys, how can they do that again?
Well, there's a lot of ways. The first is obviously just to give us a call, 330-745-4070. There's two ways to learn about our ministry. The first is on our website, which is www.icumobile.org. Our Facebook page is where we update a lot of information, real stories about women being served every day, babies being saved, stories from the front lines of our fleet. Our Facebook page is facebook.com/ICU Mobile. Would love to have you like us. That's where we spend a lot of time updating about what's going on in the ministry. You could also email us at info@icumobile.org just to get general info. And if you want to go mobile, if you're in a community that you think needs this in order to reach women, to be like Christ and go to women rather than wait for them, send us an email to gomobile@icumobile.org, and our fleet effectiveness team will get in touch with you.
That's very cool. And, I've had another question come up into my mind, so I'm going to ask it. Sure. If there's somebody out here who's listening and they are definitely against what this is, they're just like, you guys are, you're ruining women's lives, all this. Could you either share a story, or I would rather have a story if you've got one, or some statistics to why this is so good?
Yeah, well, a couple things I would say. I have stories and I have statistics. The first I would say is that if we really care about women making informed decisions, then this should be just a logical part of it. We are a non-coercive, non-judgmental, non-political ministry. It's at the core of who we are. We don't look at this as a political issue. It's not a left-right issue, a Republican, Democrat, conservative, liberal issue. This is a sanctity of human life issue. This is about the condition of the human heart that thinks that life is not sacred. And that's really evolving from sin, right? That's where it comes from. Our sinful nature says it's okay to abort a baby as birth control. That's what it is. So my first statement would just simply be that we're not on a mission to coerce women into changing their minds. We're on a mission to give them love and grace and truth. And truth is educating them, giving them a free pregnancy test. If they qualify, a free ultrasound so they can actually see their baby. That's part of the educational process. Then providing them options counseling. And we do tell them about all three options. We tell them about abortion, but we tell them the truth about abortion, the pain that that can cause for themselves afterwards, what the reality of abortion is. We talk about adoption and we talk about parenting and caring to term. And so we provide options counseling. We don't twist anybody's arm. We allow God and the Holy Spirit to move in people's lives. And then we're sharing the gospel. How can you go wrong with that? I mean, this is the creator of the world who died for us. So we share it. We don't twist people's arms. So we do that. Statistically, just to give you some statistics, I'm going to tell you a really cool story. Throughout our fleet last year, of the women who came on our mobile who were either planning to have an abortion or were what we call abortion-minded, meaning there were factors in their lives that were leading them towards an abortion, 88.7% of them changed their mind and chose life after they were on our mobile. These were people planning to have an abortion or really thinking about it. Almost 90% change their mind and choose life after getting services on the mobile. Of those we shared the gospel with last year, Jason, 39.7% made first-time commitments to Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, which is, that's personally a very exciting number for me. And we don't do that. Obviously, the Holy Spirit does. But we share Jesus, and the Holy Spirit moves in people's hearts and leads them to that. So those are statistics. This is working. There's no doubt about it. By the way, on average, our mobiles see 53% more abortion-minded and abortion-determined women than a traditional pregnancy center does. It's a higher concentration of the women we're trying to serve. And that's really a direct reflection of the fact we're going to them rather than waiting for them. Story, I'll share a very recent story. It's really incredible. This happened with our fleet affiliate in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania just recently. A young lady called on the mobile line, and she asked if she could get an abortion. Our center correctly said, we do not perform abortions here. However, there are other options available to you. If you'd like to come in, we can help you with those. We can give you a free pregnancy test, make sure you're even pregnant in the first place, and there's options for you. She couldn't get there. She didn't have transportation. So they referred her to the mobile, where the mobile was that day. It was not close enough to her to get there. This was a woman who was planning to have an abortion. She called and asked for one. So what do? We pack up. We drive the mobile to her. So we bring the mobile right to her. I mean, literally to her front door. And she gets services there. She sees her baby for the very first time. And her reaction, and I quote this, "Oh, no, I can't do that. That's my baby." And I always get a little emotional about that because it's the power of that image. This little baby is there. He cooperated. He kind of sucked his thumb and really showed off a little bit. But this is a woman who was within hours of probably having an abortion if she could find it. And if it was up to a traditional pregnancy center, and by the way, I love pregnancy centers. They're awesome. I'm not saying we don't need brick and mortar pregnancy centers. What I'm saying is that this woman couldn't get there. The mobile went to her. Literally, we FedExed or USPSed an ultrasound to her. She chose life. She couldn't wait to bring her boyfriend back a week later. We gave her a Bible. We shared the gospel with her. And she was so thrilled. She had her first Bible she's ever had. She didn't commit her life to Christ that day, but she's got the Word of God in her hand now. And she's thrilled about that. So that's an example of how mobile pregnancy center ministry works, specifically how we do it. And it's just, I'm very blessed. I get to hear stories like that every single day in our fleet. That happens all over the country in our fleet. And I don't know, I don't deserve to get to hear those stories. I don't know who I am that God has given me the opportunity to do it. But yeah, that's why it works, Jason.
You know, listeners and friends out there, I want to just point one thing out, and it doesn't even have to do with the pregnancy center part itself. It has to do with, did you hear of what that young woman said? "Thank you for this Bible. It's the first Bible I've ever had." Is that what she said? I just want to make sure.
That's exactly what she said. It's the first Bible I've ever had.
Okay. Now, did you hear where that was? Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. So there are people out there who have not owned Bibles in America, everybody. So when we hear that, you know, everybody in America has been reached, it's not true. It is not true because a lot of people don't want to hear the truth, or they just don't have access to it. They just don't. So friends, this is one way you can get truth out there. Again, I'm sitting here down here with Michael Homula, the executive director of ICU Mobile. And again, how can people get a hold of you guys?
Yeah, they can call us at 330-745-4070. They can email us at info@icumobile.org. If they want to email me directly, they can. It's michael@icumobile.org. Website is icumobile.org, and our Facebook page is facebook.com/icumobile. So there's a whole bunch of ways to track us down and talk with us.
Well, I do appreciate you sitting down with me today. It's been great. So thank you.
Thank you. I really appreciate the time, and we love what you guys do. We listen here, and just thank you for Worldview Warriors. Thank you for Do Not Keep Silent. You guys are doing great work for the kingdom, and so bless you.
Thank you very much for that. And everybody, get out and speak out the name of Jesus Christ in action and in word. Do not keep silent.
Find us online at worldviewwarriors.org.